For more on Libya's political future, we turn to Martin Indyk. He opened communications with Gaddafi's regime when he worked in the State Department under President Clinton. And now, at the Brookings Institution, Indyk hosted one of the heads of the Transitional National Council on a visit to Washington. He laid out for us some of the obstacles facing the Libyan opposition's leadership.
They haven't, it seems, designated a cabinet yet. They have certain indications of differences between them, and the one unifying factor, of course, is Gaddafi and getting rid of him. So it's possible that one scenario is that they fall apart and start fighting amongst each other. I actually don't think that's what we're going to see, at least not initially. I think that they've had enough time in Benghazi working together to figure out that they have to find a way to work together. So I'm actually optimistic in the short term that they will be able to take over control.
We are hearing, though, reports of pretty strong divisions within this rebel movement, that the rebels who are in Tripoli now don't necessarily seem to think they're answering to the Transitional National Council in the east of the country, in Benghazi. What do you think about that?
Well, I think that that's entirely possible, in that the uprising that took place in Tripoli was inspired by Benghazi, but the people who are responsible for that haven't been in Benghazi under their control. So there's a big question mark about how this is going to play itself out. And having said that, I think all the way along, we've kind of recoiled in horror with stories of the ragtag nature of the militias, the killing of the commander-in-chief, the assassination, the sense that on any particular day that it's all falling apart. But they've managed to do it and overthrow him, and frankly, they've done it more quickly than I think most people expected.
One area of concern has been that Libya is home to a number of tribes that have longstanding animosity. How does that complicate the future of Libya?
Again, it's easy to see how tribal rivalries could sink this whole operation. On the other hand, the tribes have a well-established way of doing business, which is, in essence, to cut their deal with the authorities in power. Not to take power for themselves, but to cut their deals. And as long as the government is able to come together and assert control, they will have control over those oil revenues, those assets, which are in the hundreds of billions of dollars. This is not a poor country. And so the stuff of deal-making is there. So I'm not as concerned about, this notion of just tribes with flags. The leadership of the opposition have been quite impressive in terms of their understanding of the need to build institutions from the ground up, civil society institutions, governmental institutions, and they have started to put that in place in Benghazi, and I think we'll see them transfer that process to Tripoli very quickly. And I think that there's a possibility that this could actually work.
Okay. Martin Indyk, former Assistant Secretary of State in the Clinton administration. He now directs the foreign policy program at the Brookings Institution here in Washington. Thank you very much.
Thank you.